Hello.
Hi, Emily. This is Daniel Shepherd speaking. How are you today? I'm well, thank you. One of my budgie boys had a bit of an event last night. It looked like maybe some sort of neurological event. He sort of recovered a bit last night. We felt comfortable to sort of leave him in his house overnight. And we've woken up and he seems sort of okay. But I would like to have an appointment, if I could, with either Dr. Brock or Dr. Vanessa, if possible, just to get him checked out and see if there's any telltales as to what might have happened there. Oh, okay. Does that doctor have like a lot of experience with budgies? Okay. So he's about 5 and a half now. So yeah, it was a bit weird because we get both of the boys out. They live together basically. We get them both out at night so they can have a bit of a fly around. We give them a little bit of treat, which is some Japanese millet that we grow ourselves. And he was fine through that, but he did look like he was running a little bit warm. He just had his wings splayed out a little bit. And when he had this event, he was standing on his perch and he sort of gripped his perch and flapped, which I know that in itself isn't unusual, but it is for him. He doesn't do that very much. And when we had a close look at him, he'd sort of splayed out his wings, but they were shaking like with quite a high frequency. So it could be that he's had a fright of some description. It did take him a while to calm down, but he was quite disorientated as well. All right. Well, let's do tomorrow morning, maybe a little bit later if we could. I've just got another appointment around 8:30. Would there be something a bit later, maybe say 10 o'clock? Yes, okay, let's do that. Let's lock that one in. I'll keep monitoring it. Okay, let's go to 10:20 then. That should give me enough time to get back from that other appointment. And I'll just keep monitoring him. Like I said, he seems fine today. He's been vocalizing. He's eating. He's definitely crunching the seed. It's not just the predator response of pretending. He's always had very, very liquidous type droppings, and he has been drinking a lot of water lately, but we spoke with Dr. Adrian Gallagher about this a couple of years ago, and he said that that's possibly just his normal because he does drink a lot of water. Obviously it's warmed up a bit. He had a molt a couple of weeks ago. He totally lost his tail feather, and that's all reestablished again. So he's probably had a bit of turmoil and a bit of discomfort in that period. But obviously we work to keep him as comfortable as we can during that transition. It'll be Albert. Although I will bring them both because they're each other's support bird. Awesome. Yeah, and I'll just keep monitoring, and if anything changes, we might sort of escalate it. Yeah, if we have to, but if we don't, that's a great plan anyway. Yeah, keep the fingers crossed. Thank you so much for your help there, Emily. Bye for now.